Amazing time here in which we broadcast to you each and every morning here on the Big Talker FM. We're 24 minutes in front of the hour here on this Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019, broadcasting to you once again from the heartland here in the country in Champaign, Illinois, as we continue our remote broadcast. So moving through this spring, and to round out our show here this morning, our final guest, his name is Yael Osowski. He's from the Consumer Choice Center, and we've had him on to discuss a variety of topics. I follow him. He's a great follow on social media and provides you articles that you are never going to find in the mainstream media, and puts it in a way in which you can get a better handle on an issue, an idea, a solution to a potential problem that we face as a country or an industry through his work at the Consumer Choice Center. Today, we're going to center around the short-term rental conversation, given a story he posted about a week ago concerning real estate and marketing companies such as Airbnb that have taken a stronghold over the lodging market across the country. A new report out shows that American consumers spent more last year on Airbnb than they did on the Hilton hotel brands and its subsidiaries, meaning more people traveled through Airbnb than they did at a Hilton hotel in the country throughout the course of last year. 20% of the entire U.S. consumer lodging market traveled through Airbnb last year. So as the city of Wilmington has placed a de facto ban on whole house short-term rentals within residential districts here in the city, you have to wonder the influence that they had behind the scenes, pushing these restrictions. Do in fact, and in part, that we see a new hotel popping up in downtown Wilmington and across the city of Wilmington on a nearly monthly basis. A lot of promises made by the city of Wilmington over the last number of years to get these hotels. The Convention Center Hotel stands out in my mind. And a number of other hotels in downtown Wilmington. You have to think, given these numbers, that there was some lobbying done by the hoteliers to our council to move forward with these restrictions that are looking to decapitate this Airbnb industry in the city of Wilmington. So to provide for some perspective this morning on this, Yael Osowski joins us from the Consumer Choice Center. Yael, it's great to have you back on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on, Joe.
Absolutely. So why don't we let people know, if they haven't been tuned in before? I mean, we've covered a variety of topics with you. Talk about the Consumer Choice Center as a whole and some of the things that you advocate for, you and your group, on a day-to-day basis.
Definitely. We are the Consumer Choice Center. We're a consumer advocacy group, basically started as just a bunch of activists who were concerned that consumers were not really being considered when it came to regulations and how things were run. So we started out doing a little bit of activism, and then we started getting very present in media, writing articles, also doing videos, putting together polling studies, and we're looking at places where consumers are benefiting, but we don't always have our voices represented. So we see a lot of that's happening with the sharing economy, not just Airbnb and Uber, but also with look at anything with harm reduction, vaping. Also look at everything that's happening with insurance and healthcare. Consumers want choices. They want to have free choices. And we actually see that people are very interested in our message. And we've been able to propel from just a small dinky office in Arlington, Virginia, to now we have staff members and volunteers around the world. So we're active in consumer debates in the European Union, in the U.S., in Brazil, in London, in Berlin, and at the same time, very active in North Carolina. So trying to promote the interests of the consumer against the kind of regulators that are always there to tell the consumer they cannot have this product or that, or exactly telling them what they're supposed to have.
And without question, I think given the growth of your organization, this is why we tap into your expertise to look at markets and trends that we see all around the world. I remember last time we had you on the program, you kind of broke down the conversation related to socialism, democratic socialism, the popularity of that here in our country without necessarily knowing how other countries operate around the world. You hear these terms, but you never know about really the details of how their economy works, what industries are controlled by government. I think that was a great conversation. I would encourage people, I'll have to look back up when you joined us, but that conversation and discussion went way further than any major news outlet, no we explained and you explained and broke down the differences between each country, whether that be in the European Union, whether that be here in the United States, the differences between a capitalist society, a socialist society, a democratic socialist society. I think you laid it out more thorough than any so-called expert on any of these major news networks the last time you joined us. All right, that being said, touting your horn, so to speak, for today. You posted an article just a week ago or so that caught my attention related to Airbnb and the lodging market here in the country. And this 21st century way of travel has grown leaps and bounds over the last decade. And it's got to the point where there are many cities in our country, including our own city in Wilmington, that have put forth massive regulations on property rights for personal property owners. And now, basically, we'll see how it takes effect once these new rules, and they have just been implemented over the next year. This was a $20 million just for the property owners alone throughout Wilmington last year. We'll see what kind of dent these new regulations put into it. But give us the latest numbers and why this trend and why people are choosing Airbnb and other type of travel industry websites to go through rather than the hotels. What's the popularity of this? Why does it pique the interest of the traveler now here in the 21st century? And why is the government getting in the way of private property rights? So that's a lot of questions to answer. So take it from the top.
Yeah, so I guess to start off, why people choose Airbnbs. And Airbnb is just happens to be one of the larger companies. You also have HomeAway. You have many more that are available online that people use to try to rent out homes. Why people like it is because instead of the standard opaque hotel room, people are able to go to new cities, whether it be for vacation or for business, and live like a local. People get to live in a house. They get to visit the local shops. They get to, let's say in Wilmington, walk the beach, go to Wrightsville Beach. They get to hang out, go to the local restaurants. They don't have to be at the Days Inn or the Hilton or anywhere else in a commercial district. They can live like a local. That's kind of been the great pull for Airbnb for a lot of people, particularly millennials who travel. They like to be in a city and they like to experience it as a local. We don't have this old style of tourism where people are only on buses and just go to the big commercial areas. People are actually traveling more independently and they're able to find these places because of these great platforms. Now, looking at Wilmington, you mentioned before about $19 million, $20 million was brought in the Wilmington area by Airbnb hosts. That's not even that much necessarily when you compare that to hotels, when you compare that to homestays, any of these others that have been around for a long time. Why people are talking about Airbnb at the government regulation level is obviously because traditional hotels finally have some competition. And that's because you, me, or anyone who owns any property can put our property on Airbnb, can rent it out to people who would like to come and visit, and we can get money from that. We can earn extra income. Now, for a lot of the hoteliers, as you mentioned before, who've been able to lobby not just city governments and county governments and state governments, they've been able to have these regulations implemented that go above and beyond. And just for example, in Wilmington, you can't have, if you're renting out your entire house, which in Wilmington happens a lot, you're near the beach, you rent out your entire house, you cannot have your house out for rent if it is within 400 feet of someone else who's renting their entire house. You can't have more than 2% of all lots in a given area be entire homestays. And you're not just going to have this regulation when it comes to where you can have it, but also you're having to pay the same occupancy tax that people at hotels pay. So this is essentially another way for the hoteliers to try to get in there, get an advantage. They lobby the local governments, and in this case, they kind of implement it. I think the problem that we have is that the people in, let's say, Wilmington or in North Carolina see the global industry of Airbnb. They see this $3 billion company and assume if they can raise taxes locally on people who are coming, they can get a slice of that pie. But that's not how it works. It's a global company. Dick's Sporting Goods makes $7 billion a year. You can't raise taxes on Dick's Sporting Goods store in Wilmington because you want a piece of that $7 billion pie. That's not how it works. That's not how any company works. That money is generated from consumers, people who are spending that money willingly. And if we make it too restrictive, we put the prices too high, make it way too restrictive for property owners to put their own property on there, that's actually going to really reduce the incentive for people to come to places like Wilmington to rent out Airbnbs, because they necessarily won't choose hotels. That's definitely true with a lot of people in my generation. We're kind of past hotels. So most of my friends, we don't even use hotels anymore. It's mostly Airbnb. It's mostly these home shares. That's the way we travel. And I know this is a huge trend across the market.
Yael Lisowski from the Consumer Choice Center is joining us this morning and just giving us an update based on an article he posted. And it ties into a conversation that we've been having for, what, 2 or 3 years in Wilmington. And, of course, City Council just coming down hard on short-term rental properties over the last month. New rules and ordinances, Yael touched on just a few of them, that, in my mind, are going to cripple the Airbnb industry and short-term renters and property owners here in our area. Are talking about, you know, not a huge slice of the tourism pie, given that we got news this past week that we are, you know, upwards of about $540 million a year just in the greater Wilmington area and what the tourism industry brings in. But oftentimes, Airbnb property owners, particularly during the hurricane recovery efforts, this has provided value to not only the property owners, but a need for people living in our own community. And we can, you know, forget about those who want to come and vacation and stay here. There are other needs that these short-term rental properties provided and filled those voids throughout the course of this past year with the hurricane. So, you know, there are many different situations that Airbnb and the short-term rentals have provided. Another thing is, you know, the homeowner, the property owner. You know, it's typical that the short-term property owner gets in the business, from what I understand, like 2 to 3 years, because it is very taxing on you as an individual to rent out your property, whether that be on a weekend basis or, you know, a weekly basis, every other month or something like that. You know, you're the one in control of all of the things that go into your house, your property, and it is rated through this website. So the argument that many folks had from the older side of Wilmington was it's going to ruin the fabric, particularly of our historic area, the cobblestone streets, the Victorian houses, and they tell us that it's going to ruin the fabric of our area. That was one of the big pushes by a group known as Residents of Old Wilmington. The other, those in the hotel industry, of course, hotels rising all across Wilmington, you know, maybe cutting into their business a little bit. So there are many different people, I think, lobbying our city council to come down hard. We're seeing this, though, all over the country, many different cities, are we not?
Yeah, you're definitely seeing that in places like New York, where they actually totally banned Airbnbs. They basically did not allow you to rent out any of your property unless you were staying there, which, you know, for a lot of travelers, it's not always fun to have somebody in the next room over. For a lot of students who travel cheaply, it's fine. But yeah, you bring up a good point. This is about private property rights. If I own my property, and let's say I have a beach house in Wilmington, and we're not there all year, and I want to rent it out during some of the winter months, why don't I have the right to use this website and this platform to do it? Because that's all this is. It's just a platform. And what we're talking about is not some big bad corporation. We're talking about mom and pops who have their houses, who just want to make some cash on the side. And they only use this platform in order to do so. If we didn't have this platform, people would be using another type of platform. So I know people want to try to make this up to be some kind of boogeyman, some kind of big bad corporation coming into town, but it's individuals. It's people like you and I, and I've used Airbnb not just as a consumer, but I've rented out my own apartment. Same thing. You're there to try to rent out your place so that you can offer a service. People are willing to pay for it. Why should the government step in the way once more and make it more strict? That's not how it should be, and that's why we do see people across the country who are actually getting very vocal about this and trying to promote their own personal and private property rights against the more regulatory impulses of our local governments.
Well, of course, this is a city that we live in where we have a downtown area with, I think, like 60 bars within like 4 blocks of each other, and they tried to limit the number of, I guess we'll call them taxi medallions, and those taxi companies who could pick up people from the bars that get let out at 2 o'clock in the morning. There were a limited number of taxi medallions, and they tried to put a cap on that. And then Uber came along and changed the whole game. So it's amazing how, you know, innovative the private industry becomes and how then government becomes outdated and ineffective when new trends occur in our society.
Yeah, and it's all thanks to technology. You know, you're able to do this because we have smartphones at our disposal. We're able to use credit cards online. We're able to book this stuff. It's all about trust. And that's what these platforms like Uber, Taxify, Airbnb, what they've done is they've taken a platform and made trust. You have strangers getting into other strangers' cars. You have strangers staying over at strangers' homes. It's only possible because we have this entire system that's very complex that allows you to rank certain people. It allows you to deny certain people if they want to book at your place or get into your car. These things happen because we have a system of trust, and I think that's great. It's wonderful. It actually shows that we have so much that humanity can provide in the open marketplace, and that people are actually getting together once more peacefully, and they're getting together, they're exchanging money, and I think this is just an all-around benefit for people, not just in Wilmington and North Carolina, but across the entire country. I think it's just a great positive move.
Yeah, I'm kind of just interested to see the impact that this has in our city, of course, and then to follow up with that, not only the impact that it has probably negatively to property owners, you know, how are they going to enforce some of these rules and laws? So I know many cities have rules on the books that they fail to enforce all the time. You know, how does that move forward with the enforcement side of things as well?
Yeah, that's going to be super difficult to do. Who knows? All I know is we don't need any more pesky regulators coming to our houses door to door to figure out if we're following the rules. There's enough rules enough. Let's allow people to innovate, allow consumers to find the products they want, and let's get the government out of the way.
Yael Lisowski from the Consumer Choice Center. We didn't even get to our second topic today. I'm going to get in touch with you again, Yael. We'll talk more about the healthcare system and ways that in which we can reform healthcare through the private marketplace, and we'll do that the next time you join us. Sound good?
All right. Sounds great, Joe. Thanks so much.
Yael Lisowski from the Consumer Choice Center. Good conversation relative to our area surrounding the discussion with short-term rentals. We'll wrap up the show from Champaign, Illinois, after this final timeout on the Big Talker FM.